Just one law in the laws of Rosh Hashanah. As we know, altogether in the sounding of the shofar on both days of Rosh Hashanah, there are 100 sounds besides the Teruah Gedolah, which takes us to 101. That means we blow 30 sounds miyoshev, that's the first 30 sounds. Our custom is to blow the next 30 in the silent Amidah. Then there's another 30 in the repetition, the Hazarav, the Musaf, that takes us to 90. Then there's 10 more sounds in the Kaddish Tetkabal after the Amidah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. Lama tukim umiriim kishem yoshvim ve'ozim ve'tokim umiriim kishem omdim. What's the reason why we make some of the sounds? We do them sitting, and then we do another round standing up. And the Gemara says, "Kedel le'arveb ha'satan." In order to confuse the Satan, that she says, what's the confusion of the Satan? That she, kishi yishma Satan she Yisrael mehabibim et ha'mitzvot. When the Satan hears that the Jewish people love the mitzvot, they want to fulfill the shofar standing and sitting in all different ways, mistatemim ta'anotav ve'eno mastim. Sounds like that it's not the actual sounds of the shofar itself, but it's the fact that we love the mitzvot, and if we want to fulfill the mitzvot in all different ways, sitting or they're standing, and therefore the Satan's claims become silenced. Tosafot comes along and says, from the Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk, "Bila hamavet lanetzach." This is referring to the mavet, which is the Satan, which is eventually going to be totally swallowed up. And it says in the pasuk, "Vaya bayom ahu," on that day, the Satan's demise, yitaka b'shofar gadol. The great shofar is going to be sounded. And therefore the Satan, when he hears the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, bahil velo bahil. He becomes confused. He doesn't know. He thinks that that could be, this is it. This is the shofar, shofar gadol. And then they blow it again. He says, oh, this is certainly it. So therefore, he gets nervous, the Satan, and therefore he doesn't have time to be mekatreg. There is a midrash also that's brought down by the Abu Daram that the reason why we blow 100 sounds is Zechel Akedat Yitzhak. Because on that day, Sarah Eminu heard about the Akedah, and she was very upset, she was crying, and she cried 100 bichiyot, 100 sounds, and therefore it's keneged the crying of Sarah Imenu, and he brings down, she is Sarah Imenu, et avonotenu. And by the cryings of Sarah Imenu, our avonot are forgiven. Other opinions come along and say that it's the cryings of the mother of Sisera. When the mother of Sisera came and saw that her son Sisera was not coming back from the war, so she also cried 100 kolot. And for another time, we have to explain exactly why the mother of Sisera would have such a central role in the tikiot. In any event, the question over here that we raised today is, what about the 101st tikiah or teruah? Is that mandatory? Is it proper? Is it permissible? Is it asur? That's the teruah gedolah that they blow at the end of the tefillah. The opinion of the Ra'avaya at the end of Siman Tafkuf Mem Aleph says that there is a sort of minhag to blow this teruah gedolah at the end of the tefillah, and his language is upeliahi be'enai. It is a shock, this minhag. Shekevan shetikiyahi shevut. Since really blowing shofar is asur. The only reason why we blow shofar is because we have a mitzvah, but otherwise, just to blow the shofar is not allowed. Heach yitkiu belo mitzvah. He says, I don't know how they're blowing this tikiyah teruah gedolah when it's not really a mitzvah. And as a matter of fact, it's brought down in the Sefer Rosh Yosef. And he says, "Dehay teruah gedolah hilul yom tovhu." He says it's a hilul, kevan shekevan yasu yedei chovatam shemirat kol hashoah. They fulfilled 100 sounds already. Ve'al kol panim kevan she'en ze'ikuv tov v'yashar shelo yitkiu teruah gedolah. The Rosh Yosef felt better not to blow the teruah gedolah because there's no purpose, and if we go back to the regular inyan of blowing shofar on yom tov, which is normally asur. However, It seems Rosh Yosef did not see what the Gaonim wrote, specifically Rav Amram Gaon in his Sidur and Rav Hai Gaon in Shuta Gaonim, clearly write that She'en Anu Osim Ken Betorat Minhag ולא שאמרנו מהבותינו שנהוג כן, אלא שיחידים מתעסקים בזה כל אחד כרצונו. He says that it's not an official minhag that everybody did it. Individuals would blow the shofar after. However, it is brought down by, as I said, the גאונים, שמנהג בשתי ישיבות שתוקעים בסוף התפילה תרועה גדולה. That while it was a minhag in different yeshivot that they had in Tarz of Geonim to blow this Teruah Gedolah, and it's brought down in order to me'arbeb the Satan, which means it's not a mandatory Teruah, but it's a minhag or some sort of mitzvah in order to do something after. So already you can't say that it's a suit if they did it in two yeshivot of the Geonim. It's not like it was never done. It was done, and it was a practice, whether it was done in the public, or each guy would take the whole shofar and blow the 101st sound. That's already up to Minhag. In any event, Acham Uvadya writes in Chazor Uvadya al Chot Shofar, Besof et tefila miriya tuker teru'a gedola la'arbe basatan. The Minhag is to blow that teru'a gedola, but one would be careful. You learn from all this over here. After that, put your shofar away. Or Jesus, no, just, you know, practicing and blowing sounds, just each guy wants to show off how long he can blow his teruah gedolah. So, you know, some guys, they like to take the shofar after, and they also want to blow their individual teruah gedolah. That's already, it's a question if the first one is legal. Kavachomed, the ones that follow that, unless he's blowing the shofar over for somebody else, or unless he's doing it because he didn't hear the shofar and he's as a sefik, that's another story. But just to blow haphazardly the shofar after the hayuv is over, clearly that would be a shavut and be asur on Yom Tov.